for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Last week, President Trump wrote answers to special counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the Russia election meddling probe. Some of the first details are now emerging. In written answers, Mr. Trump said that to the best of his recollection, he didn't know about WikiLeaks' plan to release hacked Democratic emails during the 2016 campaign, and that he didn't know about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting attended by campaign chairman Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer promising dirt on Hillary Clinton. Also, President Trump told the New York Post a pardon for Manafort is still on the table, even though prosecutors accused him of repeatedly lying in the investigation, which violates his plea agreement. Manafort says he did tell them the truth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The latest update on the campfire in Northern California that killed 88 people in the town of Paradise. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done, and I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. And my sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
Some of the evacuated zones in Paradise could be reopened by next week. Women earned nearly half the income of men in the U.S. over a 15-year period, taking into account time off for family or child care, according to a report that was just released. The Institute for Women's Policy Research examination of women's income from 2001 to 2015 found that we've been underestimating the extent of pay inequality in the labor market. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S.-led war on terrorism continues, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The U.S. military says it's killed three al-Shabaab extremists with an airstrike in central Somalia as it continues to attack a new base of operations for that al-Qaeda-linked fighting group. The U.S. Africa Command says it was a Tuesday airstrike, which followed several that were carried out last week and killed an estimated 50 al-Shabaab extremists. That group recently relocated to that region as a key training and planning base after the U.S. and allies increased pressure on it to the south. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigators say a body found in North Carolina has been identified as 13-year-old Hania Aguilar, who was kidnapped outside her home on November 5th, bringing a sad conclusion to a three-week search involving hundreds of investigators. Lumberton Police Chief Michael McNeil vows to find whoever killed Hania.
We will not stop until we find the person or persons responsible and we bring them to justice.
McNeil says her body was found in a body of water about 10 miles south of the mobile home park where she was kidnapped after going outside to start a relative's SUV before school. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.